What gives you goosebumps, listener? Is it the 90s kid horror of R.L. Stine? The anti-fascist tales of the Animorphs? Or did your parents let you watch even more messed up stuff? I'm Chad Kwan, the host of Goosebuds. I invite comedians and creatives to come on and talk about a classic piece of media that gave them goosebumps. It could be horror movies like The Faculty or Poltergeist, cursed kids media like The Bionicle Movie or Grandpa's Magical Toys. And yeah, sometimes we read a Goosebumps or Fear Street book. Goosebuds is about loving weird old media and laughing about hidden horrors. Check out Goosebuds wherever podcasts are.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Greetings, travelers! Oh, hey, there's an extra voice here.
Hi.
It's a Carrie.
It's like I live with you or something.
A wild Carrie appears. What do we do? she used Snuggle Attack. It was very effective.
Yes.
So, hi, gang. This is us doing another traveling episode because we went to Smoky Mountain Bigfoot Conference.
We're back. We slept in. We're somewhat recovered.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we slept. I don't know how many hours, but it was a lot. So this was a lot of fun.
We
love this event. This is probably one of our favorite events. It's put on by a thing called Gather Up Events. It's imagine that. And they do a few conferences all around. They do the Florida Bigfoot, Great Florida Bigfoot Conference, and then they do the Smoky Mountain Bigfoot Conference. And they are great fun. They also put on the Bigfoot Cruises, which is pretty cool. So
you're not going on water, dude, but maybe one day.
I've done it before. I could do it again if I had to, but it's one of those I have to build up for. That that's a fear that I have not broken. I've beaten all my other fears, but this one, I don't know, guys. Open water and me, any deep water gives me issues. I don't know why. It's just kind of the way it is.
Oh my God, but, we watched that documentary on that terrible cruise.
Oh, the poop cruise did not help. No, that certainly did not help my anxiety about things. Yeah. Oh, you're going to be pooping into a bag. Oh, that's okay. I'll pass.
Sure,
I'll pass. But I'm sure the Bigfoot cruises are a lot of fun, and they have some great people.
I'm sure that's not a normal thing that happens.
Our good friend, RPG Ryan, is going to be running those as the MC. So come on, you can't beat him.
Seems rad.
He's great. And we got to see him at the conference. He was the MC. And as always, he was running around like a raccoon on uppers. It was crazy. It was just, he's a bundle of energy. And we got to see Jesse and Joe Doyle from Hellbent Holler. They were one of the headliners. We got to see our boy Harley Owens, who was just on right before we went out. And he was one of the people on the round table talking about the local experiences and stuff, which was very, very cool. And, of course, we got to see all our vendor friends. The big names were Dr. Jeff Meldrum, Ryan LeBlanc. There's a bunch. We'll put them on we'll put a link to the old show and watch for next year's show. But Carrie, you had what was the big thing that happened? Like right at the beginning was suddenly the booth next to us wasn't there. And so we had to.
We expanded a bit because we're able to do such a thing.
Yeah, we annexed them. We annexed the Sudetenland and made a double booth.
Oh, yeah, Erica was just like, blom, 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 books everywhere. It was amazing.
Yep. You got to expand out your art prints. We got to put up the stickers, our new stickers that are being super popular based on your art. You got to put up your witch hats, which have done well. We sold a few of those over the few conferences we've done them. Considering they're a little pricey because you have to hand make those and
put
a lot of work.
Well, those take me a while. That's a lot of yarn and a lot of work, but I think they're cute.
I think they're great. And And then Smoky Mountain, Dark Side of Smoky Mountains was definitely the hit of the show.
It's gosh. We were right next to the whole trip.
Yeah, it's like we were in the heart of the Smoky Mountains selling a book about visiting the Smoky Mountains and visiting the dark side of the Smoky Mountains. And oh my gosh, so many people and so many of our fans who bought all our other books were so happy we had the new one. And Erica, there was that first hour.
Oh my God. Like when things let loose, they let loose.
Yeah, it was 9 o'clock. Is the way these conferences work. Is they have the speakers basically from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock. They are basically nonstop. And there's a big room for all the speakers. And based on where you buy your tickets is what row you want to be for the speakers. The vendor room is just kind of an add-on. But the vendor room is as big as the speaker room. That's probably one of the biggest vendor rooms for a smaller conference I've ever been to. And there was so many vendors. And everybody hits the vendors that first hour, right? That's just what you got to do. And we got hit hard.
But hey, I mean, dude.
That's why we're there. Yeah. You know, we want to meet our fans. We want to sell books. We want to make money. I mean, that's,
you we do did all those things. It was great.
We need to eat. So it's kind of what we do is you know, people like, oh, you're just in it for the money. Well,
I mean, you know, I like eating and, you know, living at
a we like to keep too. The lights on. It's not like we're in this for big money. You know, it's just, selling books is nice. And, that's how we can keep going. If you don't make money, you don't get to play. That's the rule. So when you see these guys asking for Patreon, if you see somebody you really like, just asking for a donation, help them out, man. It's they need it. We don't beg if we don't need it, right? And
oh, yeah.
And honestly, our Patreon members are some of our primary source. I mean, the ads from these podcasts are great. The fact that you all listen is great. The fact that you watch us on YouTube, even though we don't really put up a lot of videos, we mostly just post the podcast.
We're working on that.
That all helps. But, you know, Patreon, probably the greatest way to just directly support us.
I back a couple people and it's really, I'm like, keep doing you.
That's even if all you just throw a dollar at them, yeah. It's great. But, you know, like our music person, Destiny Beard, she has a great Patreon. We throw her a couple bucks a month. And YouTubers like Jake Carpetbagger, $2 a month, you get a postcard from the guy. It's amazing. From all over the places he goes. Now, speaking of YouTubers, Tampa Jay came by.
Yeah, I can't believe that's his first Bigfoot. Like
he's done so many horror cons and sci-fi cons. I was so surprised he'd never done a Bigfoot con. And man, he was overwhelmed. And of course, I had to take him to meet everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So, do
the rounds, all the cool.
Yeah, people. We will put the link to his video. And if you don't follow Tampa Jay or Chris the Girl, they are good friends of ours. We love them dearly. They promote us, we promote them. So, yeah, it's a mutual love. I can't talk nicely enough about them.
They're wonderful. We all love that stuff, the spooky, the fun trips. It's, you know, it's
what we used to be friends with them down in Florida. Mm-hmm. Now we're up here. They finally moved up to this area. So, we're doing lots of events, especially with the new book. We're going to take them to a lot of places in
there
the new
book.
There
will be more to come with them.
Much ahead, as Jay says, much ahead. We also got, speaking of Patreon, we got to meet a few of our Patreon members. Yay. Oh my gosh. Rick that came by. So cool. Rick Thank Skinner, you. We love you, Rick. You're one of our best. You've been one of our earliest supporters. And man, it's always good to see you. We had Scunny the Skunk Ape show up. He was, he's the guy on the back cover of the new book. So he was so proud.
That picture.
Yeah, he was immortalized. And so he did a picture of him holding the book with his picture. We reenacted the picture. It was great. So much fun. So we have Bigfoot Inception. We'll have to keep doing that year after year after year. Yes. Just we'll take that picture and add it onto that picture. It'll be great. I can't say enough about how much fun it was and how many of
Gatlinburg going to Gatlinburg anyway. We saw elk both ways going in and out of Cherokee.
On the way in early in the morning, there were a few, but on the way back, there was the herd.
Whole group was just out munching the grass.
Yeah, on that Cherokee side of the Smoky Mountain Parkway, that's where they are. They live there primarily in the woods right there. And they only reintroduced elk a number of years ago and not that long. And now the herd is growing leaps and bounds, literally leaps and bounds. That's what they do. And very cool. Very
do you
cool
want
to
tell
see.
People what you ate for late lunch while we were
there? Oh, that was my prize for being healthy enough to go to
get through
the event. Because I had a really bad week.
And, I don't know what's
bad. It was allergies were just making things terrible. And then stuff on top of that, my health in general. We know about that. We don't need to get into that. But I got to eat at Myron Mixon's for the first time. That opened there. Myron Mixon, for those who don't know, is like the king of the barbecue pit masters.
You are a little bit of a barbecue connoisseur.
I am a barbecue junkie. I am not a skinny man and never will be.
Hey,
but
good food is good food.
Good food is good food. And you only live once. We drive past his place in South Georgia all the time. And I never get to stop because we're always on the way somewhere. And it's a long drive, especially if you're in that part of Georgia. You've come a long way. And you're going a long way. No offense to people who live in South Georgia, but there isn't a lot of stops there.
Yeah, I agree.
And it doesn't help that like Bucky's is like an hour and a half north of them. Mm-hmm. So we always stop there because we're always dying for a bathroom. And you always grab the snacks. And then when you're finally going a little further, you're like, oh, there's Myron's. And I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot to stop. So I'd never actually eaten at his barbecue place.
Specifically, we're looking for Myron's because he does your no garlic, no onions in his barbecue.
Most of his barbecue sauces, because someone in his family has that allergy. So if you actually go to their menu, it has check here if you have garlic or onion allergies, which no other restaurant does. So I was very happy about that.
They were really nice.
And they were super nice. Yeah. So we ordered ahead while we were at the con, and it's 0.1 miles from the con center. It was literally just a couple blocks out. So Carrie went and got it.
Yep.
While Eric and I started breaking down the booth. And oh, so good. So good. The smoked wings, amazing. I had the ribs. Erica had the brisket. You had the mac and cheese with Ritz cracker crust. And
I love me some mac and cheese.
I had the creme brulee corn, which is hysterical, but so good. A little peppery. Carrie can't eat it, but I loved it. So, oh my gosh. So I can't wait to go back. It was incredible. I still want to go to the original because this is the Gatlinburg one. So it is a little touristy. It may not be exactly the same as his one in Georgia. So at some point we will stop in Georgia and have the official.
Well, I heard he does show up at the restaurant occasionally.
It's his recipes. So you can't argue it, but you know, tourist smoker versus real smoker. Come on, I want the Myron Mixon smoker.
All right. Next time we go through Georgia.
All right. But anyway, so it was an amazing experience. We had a lot of fun. We got to see so many guests came up and told us their stories. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be putting a few of them on a future listener tale. Some of them have agreed to email. A couple have already emailed them. So I'm very happy to get those into listener stories. And they weren't just Bigfoot stories. We had a lady who had an orb encounter that was very, very weird. And then we had another lady who was going out Bigfoot hunting, stumbled on a cemetery and had visitations. So, and the Bigfoot hunters suddenly were ghost hunters and they didn't know. And it's so cool. I love stuff like that. And we're like, we always talk about back in the day, the Bigfoot people, if you added the woo factor, they call it, which is the, you know, the strange and unusual, they were like, oh, that's not real Bigfoot hunting. And then now we're realizing, hey, there's something to this. And a lot of ghost hunters who go out into the woods to go to these old abandoned houses and these old abandoned graveyards are suddenly seeing things that might be Bigfoot or something related. So that blur is finally coming together. Now, the sad thing is, in the middle of all this, there was announcements of tragedy because we lost an iconic figure.
Well, a couple.
Well,
through this week.
Yeah, because first we lost Ozzy.
Yeah.
Which, for those of us 80s kids,
we just rewatched the bit with him and Robert.
Yeah. Some of people talk about we have our mini Robert. We take to all our convention appearances. Well, most of our convention appearances. You know, there was that big thing with Ozzy and Jack's road trip, and they had a mini Robert. And Ozzy, to his dying day, still blamed a lot of his health issues on his mini Robert experience and meeting Robert the doll. And he called it that effing cursed doll. Yeah, and it was just, that was my terrible Ozzy impression. But yeah, so we lost Ozzy. That was sad. Oh my gosh, everybody was talking about that. And then Hulk Hogan, like a day later. And he was iconic to the 80s kids. I wasn't a wrestling fan at all. I was one of those nerds that didn't get wrestling. I mean, a lot of nerds got into it. I didn't.
Well, like, dude, if you existed in the 80s, you knew who Hulk Hogan was.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I like G.I. Joe, so Sergeant Slaughter was there, and so yeah. I knew him, and I knew he fought Hulk Hogan a few times, and I knew Andre the Giant from freaking $6 Million Man as Bigfoot, and of course, Princess Bride later, so I knew wrestling, and I knew Hulk Hogan. I worked on Thunder in Paradise back in the day when I was doing terrible sound on terrible shows. But he was always super nice. And years later, when I was a GameStop manager in Clearwater, he his son would shop at our shop. And sometimes they would try to be famous, and sometimes they would try to come in and get out as Incognito. It was fun. You could tell the days he kind of needed a pep. But he was Hulk Hogan. I mean, he's iconic. But we also lost a few others this week that were, you know, Malcolm Jamal Warner drowned tragically, and a lot of others that, you know, were musicians and stuff. And I felt really bad, but then someone very iconic passed away. And we will talk about him.
After the break?
After the break.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
We're back.
So who else do we lose? I admit sometimes the actors that pass and celebrities, I don't always know who they were, but I knew who this was.
Yes, and we had just recently started re-listening to his genius, which is just, it's crazy that he just passed away, because that was like, what, last week that we had heard one of his songs again, just on my Spotify playlist, and suddenly we were like, oh, we got to listen to all his songs, and Carrie hadn't heard quite a few of them, so.
I heard the famous ones, but I was like, there's more, I want more.
Yeah, and I had grown up with this guy, because, oh my gosh, I mean, he started recording in the 50s, and so I, you know, me collecting stupid albums, because I was a nerd, and listening to Dr. Demento in the 80s, he played a lot of this guy's music. And this guy influenced everybody.
All right, let's cut the suspense here.
Okay, he's in the title of the episode, so people looking at it will see. Oh. So, but yes, the great Tom Lehrer, genius on many levels. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just musically. I mean, this guy was literally a math genius. And he taught at Cambridge. He taught at Harvard. He taught at MIT. This guy in Santa Cruz. And so he did all that while writing really dark, funny songs that were just super clever.
I mean, we definitely appreciate a dark sense of humor.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, and then he would skewer, like, politics and social norms and stuff like that. And that was big. I think what I'm reading that he recorded his first album for $40 in a studio and sold 10,000 copies just on college campuses by word of mouth. And most famously was probably Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. That's the one, you know, him from, gang.
A delightful tune.
That is just an amazing song. And then he would write songs for That Was This Week on NBC News. And that was his famous one, So Long, Mom, I'm Off to Drop the Bomb, which is his World War III song. He's like, well, since World War III is going to be over in 5 minutes, we better write the songs for that war ahead of time. That was what he's famous for. And, man, he charted a couple times with his albums and stuff. So, oh, my gosh. But, of course, Carrie knew him. from one of his most famous songs, The Elements, which he took Gilbert and Sullivan's I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General and then did just rambles off The Elements. Oh my gosh, so good. And I mean, that influenced everybody. We talk about Weird Al. He mentions Tom Lehrer as like one of his inspirations.
That definitely laid the groundwork for quirky humor music.
Yeah, I mean, even Randy Newman, who did, you know, You Got a Friend in Me and all that, he says Tom Lehrer is one of the reasons he writes what he writes and the way he plays what he plays. So, oh my gosh, think of all the things we wouldn't have like that.
Can't tell me that didn't influence stuff like the Animaniacs classic songs, too.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it did. I mean, you know, Danny Kaye said he was inspired by some of his stuff, and Danny Kaye had been gone for a while, but he came back because of this. So, now, in the 70s, he retired from touring and went back to teaching. Because he'd been very successful at this. And he joked that because Henry Kissinger got the Nobel Prize in 1973, that satire is now obsolete. but he actually stepped back a little before that. But that's just great. And he taught, you know, math and musical theater a little bit, but mostly math.
Well, math and music are linked.
Yeah. And again, he kind of disappeared a little bit until Dr. Demento brought him back out, started playing him. And so he did in a, you know, a 1980s review. He came back in 2000 for a new box set of his music where he remastered some of them and he re-recorded a couple of them. And then, you know, he's around. You can find him. But growing up in the 70s, I remember the Electric Company playing a lot of his songs. And as a kid, I kind of preferred, I hate to say this, I preferred Electric Company to Sesame Street. I mean, I was a kid raised by television. My parents just threw me in the living room and said, here, you know, watch this. And Sesame Street, you know, taught me how to read, taught me how to do all this. But Electric Company kept me interested. Shoot, they had Spider-Man. They had Morgan Freeman as Easy Reader. Oh, my gosh. And you didn't think about that stuff back then. But Tom Lehrer songs were on there. And I played a few of them for Carrie recently.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard those. I love he's kind of like the Nightly Giants where they do educational and fun songs.
This was after he'd gone back to teaching. So yeah, it was of course, and they did it with fun little animations and stuff like that, of course, because Electric Company. But he always had, again, that little dark bits thrown in there, which, I mean, Poison and Pigeon to Park classic, I Hold Your Hand in Mine, Dear, which is about holding a severed hand of of his lover. His stuff is all, and of course, Masochism Tango is. If you listen to that, you can't help but think of Gomez and Morticia Adams because that just sounds like their song.
If you don't know what we're talking about, do yourself a favor, go pull it up. It's very easy to find his work.
And the amazing thing is, in 2007, he put all his stuff royalty free. He's like
copyright free.
I am disowning all copyrights in this, so anybody can use it. He put up all the sheet music.
It is as public as it can be. You can go and sing his songs if you want to. Hey, have fun.
Yeah, record them yourself, or you can use them in anything. He does not hold any sway on them, but he does say, like, his Element song, that's Gilbert and Sullivan underneath, so you kind of have to record your own version of it. But other than that, you know, it's all there. Anything he did on television, all that, he's like, it's up to the TV companies, but for me, I don't hold any rights, and I'm not going to see it. And then he passed away 97.
Hey, that's respectable.
That's a great run. I mean, all these guys had pretty good runs, so all these icons, and they all lived their lives as they wanted to. But I'm afraid Tom Lehrer probably got a little overshadowed by the big ones, Ozzy and Hulk Hogan. So we wanted to make sure we gave you a little tribute to him, as well as we enjoyed our Bigfoot. So anything you want to say, my dear, before we wrap up? No. Okay.
I'm the worst when you put me on the spot.
I'm sorry.
I was listening to you. I was not making thoughts.
All right. But anyway, we'll be at CreepyCon this weekend in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. We should be at FarleyCon at the same time. We'll be splitting our forces.
We're mapping that out right now between hotels.
Yeah. And between my health and, but Erica and Carrie should be at one or the other, both. So you just got to figure, flip a coin. You'll find one of them. If you're looking for our books, FarleyCon is in just outside Chattanooga in East Ridge, Tennessee, at the Camp Jordan Arena, or something like that. Arena mm-hmm. Camp Jordan, something like that. Just be mm-hmm. careful. If you Google Jordan, you might wind up in Israel, north of Israel. But otherwise, CreepyCon is in Knoxville at the Knoxville Convention Center. And they both look like a lot of fun. Farley Khan's got a lot of old G.I. Joe talking about the 80s. And Sergeant Slaughter's supposed to be there. So that'll be kind of fun. And then CreepyCon's got all kinds of haunt adjacent stuff, as well as some horror stuff. So we're excited for both of those. I hopefully can swing by both if I'm up to it. You guys can cart me around Weekend at Bernie style if I have to. So, but all that said, thank you, Patreon members, like we mentioned earlier. Oh my gosh. And Jake sent us a fun package. Oh my God. We had to send him a message about it. One of our
I think
he's one of the first. Yeah. I mean, and if you look at these YouTube comments on this, he's every comment because thank we you, freaking Jake. Love you, Jake. Yes. You're the best. And he sent us a goodie box of handmade items.
Amazing.
I didn't get a mace, but I got a club. I got a spike club that I can use as a mace. So I'm very happy about that. Carrie got a wand. And we're not asking you people to send us stuff, but my goodness, that just, our heart sings about that. That is magic. And we can't wait to get Bo her stuff. Erica was dancing with her present. So quite beautiful. But oh my gosh. I can't say anymore. Just like, share, subscribe, all the fun stuff. And visit Tampa J. Yeah. Get an amazing video on it. I'll try to put that in the links. But if you just Google up Tampa J Bigfoot Conference, you'll find it. It's oh my gosh. I can't thank them enough for doing all the things they do. It's we're love. This is a love episode. We love everybody. And remember those good times, those people. Don't feel sad these people are gone. Celebrate their achievements. Listen to some Ozzy. You know, watch an old Hulk Hogan cartoon. If you can find Thunder in Paradise, just watch for my blip credit at the end for sound. Back in the days when they didn't credit us for anything. Now you're in a Marvel movie. If you held a cup of coffee, you get a credit. I don't know. All that said, I think it's time for, you know, we're going to give Destiny a little bit of a break on this one. And we're going to play something else. And we'll see you
on the other side.
You enter a very dark room. And sitting there in the gloom is Dracula. Now how do you say goodbye? Immediately, immediately, immediately. Bye-bye.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.